Hello, Flow Nation. Welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 183. Today's topic is You Matter and You Are Not Alone. This is a really topic that is up to date because Brian called in and he's suffering from anxiety. And the big problem with, folks suffering from depression or from anxieties or other psychological states or neurodivergence is that, there is a shame and a guilt about it, admitting yourself that something might not be in the right order, and of course even more to admit it to somebody else or the public. So that is a big challenge and problem we are aware of concerning nearly all mental issues and mental diseases. And the matter of fact is that if you don't admit and acknowledge it to yourself, neither nobody else, this is a straight way into loneliness, into disconnection, and into a feeling of sadness, of not belonging, of I don't matter, I am alone. All these thoughts rise up and spiral in your head, and the problem gets even worse. So to be clear on that, anxiety is worrying about something that might happen, occur in the future, and depression is what we define as being consumed by the past. And both of it has the same effect. The effect is that you are not living in the present moment, which is the only real time that is, right? The past is over and the future is yet to come. And we can think ourselves into illness and disease. And that is what science found. That is because you can change your life by thought alone, right? So either you're thinking, I am not enough, I don't matter, I have to struggle my way, nobody is helping me, I am not seen, I am not heard, all of that. Or you seek help, but don't get the right one at the first time, right? You might not be in alignment personality-wise with the doctor or the psychologist you talk to. And that's even worse, right? Because then you feel even more the problem is I am wrong. And that is the direction that makes things worse, and I don't want you to go there. So the first step would be, in this situation, seek help from a family member or a friend and admit and acknowledge to yourself that there might be a problem, and also to somebody else. Because getting down the spiral of loneliness and the negative thoughts, that makes things worse and hard to come come into light again. So that is the first step. And once you seek help, that is a way to really get clear on what is bothering you at all and how to solve it. So in any case, you can reach out. That is no problem, like many of you do. And either I talk with you directly or I cover the problem on one of the next episodes, because then I think that might benefit not only the person who reached out, and that's I applaud you for reaching out and seeking help. But if it's a topic that more listeners could benefit from, then it's a topic that I will cover here on the podcast, so others can also benefit and learn from it. So the thing is, we are living in a time of extremes, right? That is no doubt about it. And what could we do to thrive and not only to try to survive, right? That is what we also cover in my Facebook group. I'm sharing the links every now and then. I will share the group the group link in Facebook also for you. So that is a way to reach out. And the biggest crisis we face is a crisis of beliefs and thinking, right? So my number one mentor in this field is Dr. Joe Dispenza. I have learned so much from him, and especially the program he has, Healing by Thought Alone. And that's what I did back in 2015 when I suffered from cancer. So if you're interested in that, have a look on the internet. It's amazing. It's beyond words. So yes, every big teacher like Dr. Dispenza, Greg Baden, Bruce Lipton, most of the big names, they all agree upon that the crisis we now face is a crisis of beliefs and thinking, right? So we can either think ourselves into a worse condition and maybe even into disease when worrying all day, and or we could acknowledge and take things like they are as they already are, face reality and make the best out of it and search for a way out of the miserable. So in any case, it is about ending worrying, and that's why we cover so much here about anxiety and depression, so you can relieve and end it, because worrying doesn't make no sense at all. And I have been there. That's why that is a dear topic of mine. And I don't have my own experiences only, but also I do interview the experts on these topics, because that is so important nowadays for you to get help and to belong and to get seen and heard. So all the big, so to say, teachers agree that The crisis we face is a crisis of beliefs and thinking. We can either think ourselves into the good or into the bad. And if we worry on a constant basis, that is a lot of stress to our body and immune system and health. And sooner or later, this will lead to severe health issues, if not diseases like heart attacks or cancer. So we know from epigenetics and research that all is energy, right? And the better we are aligned with the universal energy and with our own energy, and that is of course the topic of becoming real and authentically you, so you could live and lead on your own authentic terms rather than living somebody else's life, which you will regret sooner or later, and that may or is likely to lead to disease also. So the scientific evidence is pointing to a connection and oneness, and the importance of belonging, right? So the reason why we are so afraid to be our true authentic self is because we fear others might not like us, we don't belong, and all the fake play we put up, that's because we want to belong and be loved. And of course, that doesn't make no sense, and I'm so glad that more and more people wake up and come into higher consciousness now, because they just understand that, yeah, that is a way to kill yourself. So all we are sharing here is to level up your capabilities to self-regulate during these times. We're giving tips what you could do to embrace whatever is, and to end worrying and to bring your heart to everything you do. And that is a true first step to thriving in a time of extremes. And by the way, we are just in the setup of our own TV streaming station, but that is more complicated than I even could imagine up front. But we are right on our way to it. So I hope that helps for the moment. You can always reach out. Just catch me on Facebook, for example, and I will try to help you. You could also book the Anxiety Freedom session if you need urgent help. Okay, take care for yourself, stop worrying, and hope the best. Okay, let's break free for today and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.